The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
Well, I guess it starts with you, Tom.
I guess we continue.
Yeah, well, you know,
we must continue, Charlie.
Will, how long you been working?
Charge on.
How long you been working here, Will? Huh? 2 years? What's that? Almost 3 years. Well, he's on the verge of figuring it out. All right.
No, we're continuing.
Yes, welcome to Home Show Radio from Ogier Media, the school for remedial broadcasting. We're here to answer the questions you sent us. And what we're joking about is that William, after 3.5 years, still can't play the right theme song at the beginning of the show, but that's okay. We'll get past it.
Well, the song is good.
The song is...
The stuff, wraparound stuff is a little weird.
I would say it's damn good. So
I like the song.
It is all right. Well, even so, what we're going to do this morning on Early Edition is answer the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com. I kind of like the way it started. It's kind of snappy. We may dump that Early Edition thing and just go with that because it's. I can see why you like using it.
Yeah, it kind of gets you going.
It does.
It really does. Yeah,
gives you a whole different kind of mojo going on here. So
I think so.
Well, what we're going to talk about this morning, the questions we've gotten from you about doors and home repair gear, wallpaper, gutters, flooring, and a bunch more stuff we'll answer as we make our way to about 8:30, 8:40 when Tom takes over and starts taking your calls. We'll be joined also by some of Tom's home show bros. Jason over at Texas Floors wants to talk about getting rid of pet odors, because that's good, because we also have a sink odor question for you coming up. We got James from Ideal Security talking about how durable those screens are. And you've got one on your house, right?
I got two screen doors, not the screens on the windows. Okay. That's coming next, but they're fantastic.
All right, fantastic. And then... do me a favor, William, would you turn my microphone up? Because in the mix, it's really low. Thanks a lot. That's much better. Yes, continuing education here at Mojo Media. And then we'll be joined by Bruce from Houston for Lease. And Mary will be here from Elizabeth Cole Design, talking about how old stuff can make a new era of your house seem so much better. All that and more as we continue on. Let's get to the questions, though, Tom. First one comes from Bill, who's over in southeast part of town, over by Ellington. He says, how should I treat a wood door? What is the correct mixture, he says, of linseed oil and mineral oil?
You should treat the door very nicely because it's your friend, and if it doesn't open, you can't get out of the house.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's my psychological side of it. Okay. As far as the linseed oil, and it's not really used on doors. Because especially if it's an exterior door, and I'm going to assume it is, because it can be a little sticky, and also it will dry out very quickly to the weather. That's used more for furniture. So I would tell him not to use that particular product or that mixture on a door, but there are other things he can do on the door, like a Murphy's oil soap mm-hmm. or something of that nature to clean it up real nice. But as far as any kind of finish, it would have to be a finish that would hold up to the weather, the sun, the rain, just being a door is different than being a nice little piece of furniture that you're putting your, you know, your coffee on.
All right, fair enough. All right, so
yeah.
So maybe what you want to do is
Go to a Benjamin Moore dealer or something, ask right. them about, hey, I got this door and I want to put a certain finish and have this result. And they'll probably show you two or three different products you could use. But that particular mixture, I would not use on a door.
All right. Fair enough. That's kind of out-of-world experience you expect, advice you expect from Tom. And suitably enough, today is the day in history that Star Trek premiered in 1966. So maybe that's why we're...
Yay!
That we got our space shots right here at Mojo Radio. All right. More Early Edition in just a minute on Sports Radio 610. That's your turn, buddy.
I'm waiting. I'm just sitting here going on Star Trek. Ooh.
Well, as my urologist says, it's all urine, so go ahead.
I always want to know how they got from the big top part down to the bottom part where Scotty was stuck in the back. But anyway, we won't go there.
Right. You know, when Gene Roddenberry pitched that
yes.
series, when he originally yes. pitched it, you know how he pitched it?
No.
He says it's going to be Wagon Train to the Stars. Because wagon train.
I liked
train
wagon
so
train.
Yeah. So that's, and I thought about it. I said, that's so true. That's exactly what it is. So anyway, so you have, okay. Speaking of wagon trains to the stars.
Yeah, you know,
and
you know what
that stand the test of time?
The thing that Star Trek didn't have. Was it Star Trek? Whatever.
Yeah, you know, Star Trek, what that ship lacked was siding it could depend on.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Going through reentry, maybe a little hardy siding would be perfect. Although they never, ever went through reentry, they just beamed themselves down. But the bottom line was this. If you have a home in the Houston area, then I think the James Hardy siding would be a perfect product for you. In fact, I know it is because it's been on homes here in this area. I want to say, Charlie, when did we start talking about it? 1993, maybe? 94?
Oh, please don't put me on the spot.
Okay, well, it's a long time.
Long
We're talking
time
two
ago.
Decades of it and more. Yeah.
We
and
started,
it's been around.
Huh? We started talking about Hardy before I had kids.
Wow. Okay. And your kids are only 5 years old.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, two of them are out of college, so there it is.
Well, my oldest turns 31. What's today's date?
Today is September 8th, 2019.
Okay, on the 11th. On the 11th, my son turns 31 years old.
Year of our Lord, yes. Yep.
Yep. So anyway, the Hardy siding is older than my son, actually, because Hardy people have been around for over 100 years. But the particular siding we're talking about now, probably about 50, 60 years through the development.
Your son's 100 years old?
No, my son's 31. The Hardy company has been around over 100 years.
Right. But you're saying he's older than Hardy?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what I heard you say.
No. If I did, I'm wrong. You're right.
Hang on.
Okay, that's what I do with, you know, with people living in my house. I
write
say the same thing.
Write that on the wall.
That's right. Okay. I'm wrong. Anyway, no wood is good when it comes to siding, and we want you to use the Hardy siding, but we want you to put it on right, make it look great. And so it not only will it hold up, but it'll make your house look fantastic, and you'll sit outside instead of watching TV. You'll just look at your house and say, this looks fantastic. And that's what happens when you get a Home Show Hardy Pro and a Elite Preferred Installer by going to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Thank you for making Home Show Early Edition part of your Sunday morning. I'm Charlie Moger with Tom Dinan, and Jason from Texas Floor is with us this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
I'm reaching out to you, buddy, because Bob in West Chase has a problem that has your name written all over it, sort of. He says his second floor is carpeted, and one of the bedrooms up there was ruined by cat urine. That's not what made me think of you. It was the carpet, not the urine. But he says the carpet's been removed, leaving the wood planks on the second floor where they still have the smell. They've used bleach. They've used all kinds of cleaners. They cannot get the odor out, and it won't air out either. They want to re-carpet, but they're worried that that odor is going to stay with them. What advice do you have for them to get rid of it?
This is actually a pretty fairly common problem. The first thing I would say is make sure that you use the cleaners and the removers that are specifically designed to tackle pet urine. If he's tried those products, which can be picked up at your local big box stores or even some of your pet specialty stores, if it's soaked in so bad that he's tried that and that's not working, then the next best thing is to actually physically remove the wood that has been stained. So there might be pieces of his subfloor that need to be removed and replaced.
Is that something that you guys do regularly?
I wouldn't say it's something that we do regularly, but it is something that we can do. Replacing subfloor is something that isn't a common problem for a flooring guy, but our substrates have to be in good shape, and sometimes we have to replace those.
So once that urine soaks in enough or the cat odor gets into it deep enough into that wood, the only answer then is to actually replace the wood.
Correct. If this gentleman has tried a number of products and none of those products have worked, then the next best thing is to just remove it.
Wow. Okay, that sounds kind of tough. What about carpets today? Are they more resistant to this kind of problem?
The carpets will be more resistant from the top down. So if there's a new stain coming in, but something that's previously existing, there's not anything on the market that'll cover that.
Well, I'm just thinking that once he handles this problem, if they still have the kitty, this is something that they're going to be able to head off and not have it be such a big problem down the road.
Correct. With the stain guards that the carpets have now, and particularly what he would be looking for is he would want to make sure he has a moisture barrier pad. That way the moisture will be stopped at the top of the pad and not have the opportunity to soak into the pad and then subsequently into the subfloor, into the wood.
He knows his carpet. He's Jason from Texas Floors. You can learn more about them at our homepage at homeshowradio.com. Look for their name and click on it, and you'll learn all about Texas Floors there. Jason, thanks for being with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Your home should be a safe place. Well, that's what we believe in here at Home Show Radio. Good morning. You're listening to Early Edition. I'm Charlie. Tom's over there. And I've got James on the line from Ideal Security. And good morning, James.
Morning.
The reason I've got you on the phone is I got an email from Stephen in Conroe, and he's wondering about these security screens that you have that Tom's been talking about. He felt like, you know, if he took an ice pick and dug his way through, he could probably get through one of these CrimSafe screens, and I'm not sure that's true. Let's start talking about, first of all, how does the CrimSafe screen work?
CrimSafe screens are a 304 stainless steel wire mesh that we build into an exterior aluminum frame and attach completely around your window. It's going to give you better protection than bars.
Wait a minute. A screen is going to be more secure than bars on the window?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's full stainless steel, so there's no one place that you can. You can't get your fingers, like with a bar system, you could, you know, get your hands around them bars and yank and use your body weight to rip it off of the wall. And the screens, there's really nowhere you can, you know, get onto or grab onto to be able to pull that thing off of there.
Well, now, what Stephen wonders in his email is, couldn't I just take an ice pick and kind of work my way into that thing?
It would take you a very long time with an ice pick to get through one of our screens. I would definitely push him towards one of the videos that we have online where it shows a SWAT team coming at the screens with a whole axe taking swings at it. And it took them about 30 minutes or so to get through that screen door with an axe. With an ice pick, you're going to be there a minute.
I'm thinking no matter how bad the response time is, the police will get there before they get in.
Yes, yep.
All right. So these screens originated in Australia, is that right?
Yes, yep. The gentleman who designed it originally was in Australia. They came to the U.S. probably about 12 years ago now. CrimSafe is actually in 26 different countries, so it's a pretty good-sized company all around the world.
And now when you say it's more secure than bars, how does it price compare to putting bars on the window?
It is a premium product. It is all stainless steel with all extruded aluminum framing system. We use all patented screws, so when it's attached to the building, you don't have a regular screwdriver or something. You can come just take it apart and pull it off. So with all the little things that we've put into the product, it does make it a more expensive option, but looks and security wise is unmatched.
That's where I was going with it. I think that rather than having bars on your window, having a screen on there looks just like a normal house.
Correct. Yep.
All right. You want to learn more about it, more about Ideal Security and their CrimSafe security screens? You visit homeshowradio.com. You'll see the Ideal Security one right there on the homes page. Click on that. It'll take them to you. James, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Water. It's a beautiful thing. I'm drinking some right now. Well, not this second. It's in my hand, but it's not in my mouth because I have to talk. I have to talk to you about the people at Aquatex. Aquatex can help you take care of your water, manage your water, be in control of what you drink and what you bathe in. It's very good because no one else is really watching too much. They try, but there's a lot of distance between the water plants and your house and all those pipes in between. You don't know what's in them. Have you ever had the people come out and they flush the system and then the water turns brown? Well, that's all kinds of schmutz down in there. And you don't want to be drinking that stuff. So you want a K5 drinking water station to make sure that when it goes from underneath your sink to in your cup, it's nothing but pure water. And then, of course, the hardness that tears up all your pipes, tears up your equipment, and doesn't let you get clean properly. Well, you know what? A Kinetico water softening system, which is the best I've ever had. It's incredibly, it's engineered really well. And it only regenerates when it needs to because it runs off gears and not electricity, which is also a beautiful thing. It'll even work if your power's out. Aquatex, you can find out more about the full line of Kinetico water conditioning and filter systems and other types of systems you need to control whatever problem you have, like let's just say sediment. You're getting well water and you have sediment in there. They have sediment filters. They have all different types of filters to make sure the water that you finally use, you're under control or you're in control of, and it is going to be good for you and your family. Call Aquatex at 281-331-7777.
And you can find them at homeshowradio.com, of course, under the right there on the homepage where we have all of their, all the Home Show pros are arrayed for you right there.
Arrayed.
It's Early Edition. Hey, you know, today is the anniversary of the 1900 hurricane in Galveston.
Okay, which was very bad.
Yeah.
That's before they had the wall and they finally built the island up. Yeah. And today is also the official first day of the National Football League.
Sure. The
sure.
sure, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well,
yeah,
thanks for being a buddy and playing along like a professional, Tom, because what I was trying
so
to get
where were you
to
going with this?
That the storm surge was about 15.7 feet, and the highest elevation on the island at the time was 8.7 feet, so they lost 20% of the population there. And that's and like you're saying, that's why they have now have the seawall.
Yes.
I doubt that's going to help the people in the Bahamas. I doubt they can put a seawall up around that, but our prayers are with them. And, you know, Dorian is still going strong.
I saw that. Was it Greenland now or is it Canada? It was right up when I – last time I saw it was Canada.
Nova Scotia.
Okay. That's Canada kind of.
370,000 people without power, which – probably is most of the population of Nova Scotia, but it's...
I didn't know there's that many up there. Okay.
That's right. I think we've been talking about this storm for 2 weeks.
It's unusual.
It is indeed, so...
Well, you know, the one that in 1900, I've read Jacob's story. It's a great book about that hurricane. He was the weather guy that missed it. But it traveled all the way to Canada before, and it just did devastated... devastated the entire Midwest, the middle part of the United States.
Yeah, the
I didn't. It went right down, right across the country, and it just was horrible all the way until finally in Canada it dissipated.
Well, yeah, because it encountered overt politeness, and that was the end of it. You get to Canada, and everybody's polite.
Oh, that could be. They're pretty nice, and then Toronto and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Toronto's an exception to the rule, but all right.
Fine.
Back to our...
No, Montreal is the exception, yeah. But anyway.
Well, I'm headed to my my Wizard of Ads partner meeting this tonight, and be there for a couple days, and we have a lot of partners coming in from Canada. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm gearing up for that. So anyway, Brenda has our next question here. She's one of your... avid listeners who has sent this in. And by the way, if you want to get your questions here on Early Edition as we kind of stagger back to why we're here, is just visit homeshowradio.com. Fill out that Ask Tom form, send it in, and we'll put it on the show like we're doing for Brenda right now. She wants to know, do you recommend a medium-duty pressure washer for general home cleaning use? Which one, or is there any particular? She's looking at electric. She's looking at gas. She thinks she prefers gas, and she doesn't know about PSI or any of that. Tom, what's your advice?
Well, most of them go about 3,000 PSI, and gasoline by far is the only way you're going to get a pressure washer to really work. The electric ones, not so much, so I'd definitely stay away from those. I'm sure there's more than one brand. There's a bunch of different ones out there that she could get, and we always recommend that people go to Circle Saw when they were asking questions about tools and things and just get the right one, because you get people with experience and not just someone that reads labels and say, oh, we have this one on the floor, why don't you try this one?
So
that's what I would tell her to do, go to Circle Saw. One other thing real quick is they come with different tips. And so it's not always how much pressure you have, but it's the tips that come with it, too. You have a medium, a light, and a heavy, and you got to be able to use it properly on whatever you're doing. Some people wash their cars with them. Some people will want to clean their driveways. So you want to look at how you're going to use it and use the proper tips. So the little bit of information and direction from the people at Circle Saw will help also.
Even after the sale, because it'll need service sometime, and they'll be there to support you.
Yes.
All right. Matt in Willis says he's got a nasty smell underneath his kitchen sink. He replaced a leaky P-trap, fixed a leak in the pipe that meets the drywall. He says, I've cleaned up the area, sprayed with vinegar. Smell went away for a few minutes, but it's back. And there isn't anything backed up in the pipe. The smell's there. He can't figure out what it is. What say you?
Well, it sounds like it was leaking a while, and he had to fix a bunch of pipes. So I would assume that the water is down inside the cabinet, and it's going to take some time to air out. I would definitely get some, keep cleaning it, keep it drying out, and I don't know what else it would be. If the I'm sure that with a pipe, you know it's closed when it doesn't leak. So I'm sure it's not the pipe. It's something underneath that sink that was caused by the leaking pipe, because the question was, I had to replace it. I fixed the leaks. When someone says, I fixed the leaks, how long did the leak go on before they fixed it? That's what I'm always questioning.
Yeah. It was a leaky P-trap, even worse. So it was the stuff that was the worst
part of
it.
Yeah, so I just have a feeling he's just going to have to keep at it. Vinegar's okay. There's probably some better cleaning products and odor absorbers that I would get and put under there. You can get odor absorbers in a lot of different places. A lot of hardware stores and home improvement stores will have them. But I would just keep at it and keep it and air it out and get it, to where it's dry again. I don't know what's going on under there because I don't know how long the leak was there.
But you think it's inside a cabinet? It's all closed up too. And then
I do. I think it's the cabinet and not the pipe. And that's about the best way I can handle that question is don't worry about the pipe anymore if it's not leaking. Pay attention to the cabinet.
All right. Randy is in Spring, and he's thinking about putting up wallpaper. I guess wallpaper's coming back.
For Randy, it is.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking hydrated water, Aqua Hydrate.
Wait a minute, hydrated water.
Hydrated water. You like that? It's got a pH plus 2 on it, I don't know.
Is that like the Roadrunner's Acme instant water, Acme, add water?
There you go. Right. It's what it says, okay. Aqua Hydrate.
Well, I'm drinking some fine Colombian blend over here, too.
I don't have any coffee.
Randy. Okay.
Randy.
Remember him? He's in Spring.
I do.
Yeah,
you don't ask me about the water.
He was good. Well, I mean, I heard you guzzling there. And
I'm thirsty.
I'm hydrating. The listener might be curious. So, All righty. So, wallpaper. He wants to know, he's going to put some up. He's got textured walls right now. What does he have to do to prepare those walls for wallpaper?
What I've always done is taken a 12-inch sheetrock knife and scrape the wall back and forth gently, not viciously, and knock all the little bumps and stuff off. And then if you need to skim float it with some joint compound, if it's really – it depends on how textured it is. But usually that's about all you have to do to get it smooth. But if it's more texture than that, then you'll have to skim float the areas. And that just means taking joint compound and doing a really tight skim float finish. We call a number 5 finish on there.
A number 5 finish?
Yeah, which is a smooth finish. You know, if you build a house, people say, do you want to, what kind of textures are you doing? If you're building a custom home, I did a lot of them. And a lot of people just wanted smooth walls. So that's like a 5 float system. It cost more money, but it was a lot of joint compound and a lot of work for the guys to get a real smooth finish on there so it didn't have any imperfections.
Got it. All right. Got more early editions still to come here. In just a minute, we'll talk with Bruce from Houston Felice and Mary from Elizabeth Cole Design as we continue on Sports Radio 610.
The season of migration is upon us. That's right. People are going to start selling their houses, moving. You've seen that the signs are popping up in your neighborhood. I know Bruce has. He's our expert on home leasing and with Houston for Lease, Bruce Lessie. We've got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Troy.
Colton in Baytown is wrestling with this very conundrum right now, and he says, I've been considering renting, but I've heard there are better times to try to do this than others. And he wants to know, is it better to rent your home when the house buying market is soft or when the house buying market is on fire?
That's an interesting question, Charlie. Let me answer it two ways. First of all, a lot of our clients, when the market is low, they don't want to sell their home into a down market. They want to defer that decision. The best way to defer it is to rent it and have someone else pay your mortgage for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of it, to sell at a high time, rental rates may also be high, and you'll get a better rate of return. And if you're looking to hold on to your home as a long-term investment, then you can rent your house when the market is high and just ride out. And again, whatever's going to happen is that your tenant is always going to pay your mortgage, and that 5 years, 10 years down the road, after your house has been leased for several years, you're going to owe a whole lot less. And so whenever you sell it, you're going to get a whole lot more.
Boy, you can find the silver lining in every package.
We try.
All right. Now, what if he's considering doing this? He says, should he stay in his home until he has a renter, or should he move out and just leave the house open for it because he's afraid about carrying two mortgages at the same time?
What we tell most people is if they can move out and have the house vacant for immediate occupancy by a prospective tenant, that's great. But if he can't, no problem. He can stay in the house. We will simply tell prospective tenants that it will be a 30, 60-day time period between the time that they sign the lease and can move in. Most tenants would like to move in within 30 days, so it might put some pressure on him that he's got to make a move within a month. But other than that, it's fine in terms of timing. We can work with the situation any way that it's going to work best. We really do try and customize our program to meet the owner's needs.
And you can learn more about Bruce's program by visiting homeshowradio.com. Click on the Houston for Lease button right there on the homepage, and it'll take you to Bruce's page. You can learn more about it and even call him on his cell phone. That's what we did. We just called him on his cell phone, and there he was to get the answer. Bruce, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it.
Early Edition continues on Home Show Radio and Sports Radio 610, and we help you improve your home. But what about when you buy a new home and you move in and you get a little surprise? That's what happened to Hank in Bel Air, and he needs some help with his design. And for that, we turn to Mary, the lead interior designer at Elizabeth Cole Designs. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So let's see if you can help us out with Hank in Bel Air, okay?
Of course.
He says, our new custom home is finally finished, and we moved in our old furniture, and man, does it look old. Unfortunately, we've blown through our budget, so we're looking a way to upgrade without breaking the bank. Mary, what kind of tips, what advice do you have for him on doing that?
Okay, this is a very common problem. What I like to do is work on the main public spaces first and get those finished. So when I go into somebody's home, I take my measurements, I take my pictures. Many times I can repurpose some of the pieces that are not working, maybe where they have them placed in another part of the home, but I can instantly update it on their budget by just working one room at a time. Many people want everything done at once, and, you know, that doesn't work with your budget. I like to complete a public space where you live, where you entertain, and then move on from there. Working with good, better, best product, we can rob Peter to pay Paul, you know, so maybe the sofa is the workhorse. Maybe put a little more money into that, and then do a machine-woven rug that'll bring in color and pattern, but not break the bank there.
When you look in a room, when you come into a new house, you want to start on a big space first, and like you're saying, pick one big piece that you're going to work around. That's the base advice for starting on that public space.
Yes, yeah. Say they have a beautiful sofa, but the occasional tables aren't working. They need a new rug. Mm-hmm. Many times the rug is too small. Nobody knows how to get the correct size for a rug. Typically, that's very common. So those are some really quick fixes. Accessories and lamps are instant updates to any space.
What I like about your strategy is when you bring a designer in to design a whole home, you wind up with a home that feels designery. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel personal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do one room at a time, you're going to have a chance to kind of tweak as you go along. Is that part of the strategy?
It is. And, you know, it's my client's home, and I want it to represent them and their lifestyle. Does not want to look like their neighbors.
And Elizabeth Cole Design does it help, especially if you're on a budget, you can really help stretch the dollar.
Exactly. With our model home furniture that we purchase back, and then, like I said, the good, better, and best quality that we carry, and our sources are endless that I can order from. So I really can, you know, place the money in the important areas and then lower the budget in other areas and really pull together a cohesive look.
That's why she's the lead designer. She's Mary. And that's why Elizabeth Cole Design is Tom's go-to trusted home show pro for home design. You can learn more about them by visiting homeshowradio.com. You'll see their name right there on the homepage. Mary, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
If you're going to remove a floor before you put the new one down and it happens to be some kind of tile, whether it's tile, travertine, stone, flagstone, sautéo, I can go on and on. That means not more than just the tile. It's the grout. It's the thin set. And you need a new, beautiful, perfectly clean surface to put the new floor down. You call Cutting Edge Tile Removal. That's right. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They do it dust-free. That's the little kicker there. Other people can go in with a jackhammer, or they can go in with big old chisels, and these even have these giant chisel machines that run around, but the dust goes everywhere. That grout and that thin set just becomes nothing but cement dust, and you don't want that in your home. They can remove it all, and they can do it dust-free. When they leave, they can take up to 600 pounds of schmutz with them. All the tile, all the grout, all the thin set goes in their machine, in their truck, and out the door and down the street, and I don't know what they do with it. I'm sure they take it to the dump, do it for something with it, but it doesn't matter, because once it's out of your house, it's time for you to go ahead and put your new floor down. If you're in the floor covering business, you need to offer this to your clients. Your clients will appreciate it. I've talked even to Jeff Roberts, saying, you know, I need these guys' numbers because they do so much remodeling, and they want to leave a nice, clean space when they leave the house that they remodel. And this is one of the many people they use to make sure that happens. That's Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com and take a look at the video. It's impressive. No dust. Guaranteed. That's Cutting Edge Tile Removal.
You want to get your questions on Early Edition? You want to get Tom to answer your questions in a one-to-one video? That's what we do. We post one every day. at homeshowradio.com. We call them Ask Tom videos, and you get your questions on them by sending them to us at homeshowradio.com. Click on the Ask Tom button, send it in. Well, you'll hear it here or Early Edition or our Thursday morning Facebook broadcast or maybe even on our podcast. Tom now knows what a podcast is because we explained
not really
on Thursday.
Xander Todd tried to show me the other day. I'm sorry.
No, that
I don't mind doing them. I just I it's okay.
I think it was Tom started using email. I think the year was 2000, and
it was about 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was after 2010. I know.
Yeah,
that.
It's when I got rid of my company. I went to work with HCC. That's when I got my email.
And they forced you around the technological.
Yeah, and bed. I don't have email etiquette, so they wish they had never given it to me. But after that, it was fine.
Created a monster. All right, yes. Tim has a question for us. He's in Stagecoach, which I guess that's in East Texas, right? He says the downspouts on my gutter appear to be clogged with pine needles. Is there anything like Drano that I can pour down to clear it out?
No. People used to pour acid down, pool acid.
Shut
down
up.
These, yeah, into their drains and stuff to eat the leaves. But
and then we get
I think that's a really, and just goes, you don't know where it goes.
They do that. Then we get a question, what do I do about my dead landscaping?
Yeah, exactly. And then the pitted concrete and everything else.
Exactly.
So don't do that. No, this is going to have to be manually clean. You can use like a garden hose and shove it down there and try to pull it out and, you know, coat hanger and stuff like that. They just finally get the thing done, because if it has gone that long and it's that clogged, somebody had not maintained it. So it really did need maintenance, and gutters do need maintenance. They need to be cleaned regularly if you don't have the kind that don't get dirty, like with the covers and the caps and stuff. And there's some good systems out there. We have a sponsor, Custom Gutters, can make sure that you never have to clean your gutters again. So you can certainly call someone like that, but I don't know about if they go to Stagecoach. But as far as that goes, it's going to have to manually be cleaned, and that means just getting your hands up in there. And, you know, like I always say, if you want to know if it's wet, stick your finger in it. You're just going to have to start pulling that stuff out and trying to get a high-pressure hose and force it out. And eventually you'll get it clean, but it's time you think about either getting a cover or maintaining that thing properly. Don't let it get to a point where it's so clogged it can't even run water.
I would not reach into that thing for all the money on earth. You don't know what is in there, so.
No, I mean, you got to wear gloves and stuff. But right. And you know what? If you can't clean it, you actually have to take it apart and then put it back together. And so that would be another thing a professional can do for you if it's that clogged.
The first part's easy.
You can take them apart in sections.
Yeah, that first part is easy, the taking it apart part.
Yeah, yeah, you got to put it back together.
That's
you got to have the equipment.
That's where you need the professional. Yeah. That's exactly right.
But this is, you know, it's like I had a question yesterday on the show. A lady who said, I've had my home since 78, and it's really in disrepair now, and I need to do all these things. Homes, I don't care, you know, what age you are or if it's your first home or your 10th home, you've got to maintain homes and do maintenance on them all the time. It's not something that is just you just live in until it falls apart. When you do that, you just end up losing your investment money. So it's a maintenance thing, and that's why there's something to be said about renting and not owning.
Remember,
sometimes it's not a bad thing.
Sure. Remember those old transmission ads, you can pay me now or you can pay me later?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're talking about with a house. If you put it off, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
House, pool, I mean, whatever you got, you got to maintain it.
Pools are bad. That's right. Yes. Jimmy in Conroe, speaking of gutters, he has a gutter problem. He says, I thought the gutters were leaking, but it seems the rooftop is pushing the water over the gutters. And problems now become serious. I don't know why. It's been rain forever. But anyway, he said the problem's been serious, and I don't water in my home. Any suggestions on what I can do about that?
Yeah, get a good gutter professional. Call Jimmy over at Custom Gutters. There's something wrong with the details. I don't know how it's detailed. I don't know why it's running over the gutter. Chances are the gutter's too small, is my first intuition. You have a 4-inch gutter that's just not going to handle the rain we have here in Houston. When it rains, it rains. We know we don't get rain for a while, and all of a sudden we're knee deep in it. You've got to have the gutter system designed and put on properly, and there's some really poor gutter systems out there. And that's why I get people to be so leery of some of the stuff they see advertised during the day, because they have, oh, you'll never clean these gutters again. These gutters are great. It's this one-piece unit. It's too small. It's too small for the Houston area. It's great for other parts of the country maybe, but not here. We have a very unusual need, and usually that's at least a minimum 5-inch gutter with an oversized downspout. Again, the downspout, we just talked about the question before, so they don't get clogged and they run the water out quickly, because we get so much in a very short period of time.
It's also possible some moron put it in and didn't put it under the drip edge and all that, and the water's
well, that's what I mean. You got the drip edge, you got the shingle edge. Yeah. I don't know how it was all detailed.
Yeah.
It could be the old one, the old vinyl ones with the spikes.
Ooh,
and those,
yeah.
And so I don't get many questions about those anymore, but I used to get a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'll put vinyl up on the edge of my house under the Texas sun and watch it warp. That is a beautiful
Yeah, with
thing.
Giant spikes that
perfect.
Just didn't make sense.
Oh, it's amazing. It's beautiful. We'll be a millionaire. All right, there's more early edition still to come here as we continue on Sports Radio 610. Got one more question for you.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Early edition continues for just one more question. And Tom, you
You did it again.
No, you did it again. Stay with the flow. Be a pro, okay?
I was going to say that you said earlier that
the NFL season starts, what, today, right?
Yes.
Right. Tomorrow night, Texans are on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Playing the Saints.
And they're thinking of replacing their windows with the windows from Gulf Coast Windows.
See? That's exactly where we were going. I was just trying to set you up.
I didn't read the email.
Well,
sorry.
Color me shocked.
Yes. Gulf Coast Windows. That's a company you call when you want to replace your windows. They have a window for everybody. Wood windows, vinyl windows. They have the composite window, which is an impressive window that you need to look at. And hopefully put on your home. And of course, they have hurricane glass windows. They have every window for everybody. And when it comes to replacing windows, you want the best. You want the best installers doing it the right way, the way that they've been doing it for a long time, over, I don't know, 3-4 decades now. Jim Fiume he kind of invented the business that many people want to replicate, but they just can't because he's always one step ahead. That's just his motto. One step ahead is Jim Fiume with Gulf Coast Windows. Best financing plans up to 6 years. No interest, no payments. You have the best installers. You have the best warranties. And you have the greatest line of windows that you can imagine. And that means a window for everybody. Most people have one window they sell and they say, this is the only window you need. And you can get five of them for $3,800. Well, that's not the way it works. It works where you get what you pay for, and you want to be able to say, this is the last window I'll ever put on my home because it is the best window I can get out there, and that's from Gulf Coast Windows. Give them a call at 713-849-5454.
And that is a fact that is going to be true at my house over there on Ivy very soon.
Are you finally pulling the trigger on that?
No, we pulled the trigger.
Did you?
We've been having a little challenge with the manufacturer building the windows to our spec. So, but we're going to get that done. They're going to put them in next week.
Cool.
And then Elizabeth Cole is over there looking at window treatments. And cutting edge tile is coming to fix the floor. Due West has been there to do the foundation.
Oh, no.
It goes on and on. So anyway, it's what we were talking about earlier. Home improvement costs money. And to save money, Tom is here to help you every Saturday and Sunday morning. And if you want to get your questions to him, all you have to do is dial 10 little digits in a row. Tom?
713-572-4610. And just to remind everybody, next Sunday, we start our early show on Sunday from 7 to 9 because the Texans will be playing at noon. But like you mentioned earlier, it's Monday Night Football, which is very unusual to have the Texans playing Monday night on the very first weekend of the season.
Yeah. Well, the Saints needed some practice.
Well, we'll see. Okay. But it's unusual, so we'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I get to watch myself here. So,
yes, you do. We work for a certain station.
Indeed.
You know, you want to talk Astros all the time. Wrong station.
I don't think so.
No?
All right. Okay. So let's see. Somebody just needs to get in touch with Seattle and tell them they're supposed to suck, okay? They're playing too good right now. All right. Oh. So last question for you before I go. Don in Copperfield, he wants to know, can you put laminate wood over tile floor, and what's involved in getting that done?
Yeah, as long as it's flat, you can. You might have to do a little leveling compound to fill in the little joints where the grout lines are. Because if you have a tongue and groove joint that falls on a grout line, you might crack it because it has a little space under there. So it's just going to have to be all smoothed out. But certainly you could if it's an engineered or a plastic laminate, engineered wood or plastic laminate floor.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to skedaddle down the road. Yeah, next week will be earlier edition. Mm-hmm. We'll be on 6 a.m., 7 a.m., I don't know.
7. 6. Not 6. No, 7.
6 mountain time for you, yes. On the web. All right. Yes. Hey, give them the phone number one more time and get the calls queued up for you here.
713-572-4610.
That's the number to call to talk to Tom. He'll be here with you till 11 o'clock. I'm going to head off and be back again next Sunday. Hey, thanks to Will for being here. Thanks to Chad and Letha for putting the log together. Thanks for Jared sitting in there running the monitor, and everybody else who makes this thing possible. We appreciate y'all being here. You want to be part of the show? It's easy. Just go ahead and send us your questions. Visit homeshowradio.com and click on that Ask Tom form. Fill it out and send it in. We'll use it here on Early Edition. We may even use it in one of our daily Ask Tom videos. You can see those posted at homeshowradio.com, where you'll find all of Tom's home show pros anytime you need them. I'm Charlie Mojer, back again next Sunday with an even earlier edition here on Sports Radio 610.
And this is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock today. And then we're going to turn it over because it is football day, and now it's all football. Everybody's looking forward to it, and now they're ready for the real scores and the real things going on. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've got a 30-by-40 pergola up against my house on the backyard, and the previous owners had put this corrugated plastic on top on a flat roof, and it's leaking like a sieve. And I was looking at now going on and replacing it maybe with a metal roof, and just wanted to get any suggestions from you. I want to put a slope instead of using wood, maybe using that, what they use in office buildings, the steel or the aluminum studs. And building a little slope up and then tying it into the roof, and just wanted to get any comments.
I think that's fine. I think the key to it is going to be your slope. You've got to have a slope to it. It doesn't have to be a lot with metal. It can be a 2-12 or even a 1-12, but you got to have at least a 10% slope so the water doesn't just pool on it, because it will. But if you want to rebuild this thing with a little slope and use a metal roof, that's the roof you would use on a low slope roof.
Okay, and then tying it into the shingles, do I just use flashing up against the where the steel sheets would hit up against the existing roof on the house?
It's going to have to be flashed somehow, and it's got to be tied in properly. How you do it, I don't know what kind of metal you're using yet. You have corrugated, you've got standing seam, you've got a lot of R panels, you got a lot of different options. So that's going to be a real tricky detail when you get into that, because most of them are not flat metal. They're going to have some ridges and stuff to it. I don't know if you want to deal with a roofer or not, but be careful on how you do it, because that's going to be a tough detail to handle.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
And you are very welcome. 713-572-4610, and we will talk. If you're going to have a painting project done around your home and you want to make sure you get the proper coating, whatever it might be, could be latex, it could be oil-based, it could be an acrylic, just you never know. There's so many products out there today, and you want to go with the low to no VOC, which means the smelly part that makes people kind of nauseous won't be happening in your home. You go to a Benjamin Moore dealer. There's 18 of them, I do believe, if I have the number right, around town that you can access to that'll be close to you, and you can actually talk to someone who knows all about paints, and not just a little quick tidbits and stuff, but professionals. Not painters. There's a difference between a professional painter and someone that's been in the selling paints and coatings and keeping up with it for 25, 30 years. And that's what you get sometimes with the Benjamin Moore dealers. You get guys that have been there that long. And some of them maybe 10 years. But they're constantly schooled, excuse me, on the new products coming through and all the different things that you have access to. And the painting industry has changed. And I'm going to tell you, it's changed in a good way. When I started first doing this show, the painting industry went through some really bad changes. They said, we have to keep our paint price point at $8 a gallon, and they took the lead out of the paint and all this other, these different things, and all the stuff that made the paint where you can make cheap paints that lasted. And you can't do that today. You have to have good quality product that's going to last. But the paints today are lasting 20 years on the outside of a home. I used to get calls after, I've just painted my house 2 years ago and it's all peeling off. That's the way it was when I first started in the 80s and early 90s. It's not like that anymore. But it's because of people like at Benjamin Moore, who just, they upped their game. Everybody upped their game, and all the people that were selling the really cheap, crummy paints, they're all out of business. They're all gone. So it did clean its act up, and now today, it's you can get some great coatings that last, and last even longer, even for cars and stuff. I mean, the paints are so much better today, the coatings. But to find a Benjamin Moore dealer nearest you, just go to homeshowradio.com and then go /paint, and you'll find all the dealers, and you can go and talk to the one that's close to you. They're all over the Houston area. Benjamin Moore Paint and Benjamin Moore Dealers with their Regal line of paint, which is their best line of paint, the most popular one, and the one that they'll probably lead you to if it's just a normal painting job like your sheetrock or your trim. And then if you get into some exotic stuff like metals and things, they'll have different paints for you, but they'll have the right coating for you. That's homeshowradio.com/paint for Benjamin Moore Dealer nearest you.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Colin. Colin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Very good, sir.
Yeah. Hey, my wife wants to paint the kitchen cabinets in the house, and she got a bid from a painter, and he wants to use latex paint, and we were thinking you needed an oil-based paint. What do you think?
If it was me, I would use oil-based paint on woodwork, especially cabinets, because it's a harder finish.
Yeah, that's kind of I kind of agree with that. The painter was saying that something about it. It was a better latex paint than you normally use, but I've never heard of that.
Well, they're improving the paints, just like I mentioned earlier. There's no doubt. But when it comes to cabinets, the better finishes are going to be an oil based product because of the fact that it's just a harder finish and it cures faster. And if you start if you chip a latex paint product, you can't sand it down and touch it up. You've got to strip the whole thing off. And with the oil base, you can. So if you mess up a door or something, you can take it out and sand it real lightly and then go ahead and paint it and put it back up. So it's a little different. So all woodwork, when I was building homes, and if I did it, I'm still building today and I'm not, all the woodwork, baseboards, everything were oil base. And the only thing with latex was the sheetrock and on the inside. And then the outside, of course, everything's latex because it doesn't hold up to the weather. The oil-based paints have vegetable oils in them, and they don't hold up to the weather and turn moldy, so you don't use them on the outside.
Oh, okay. Quick questions about water softeners. What's the life expectancy of a water softener?
If we get a good one, I'd say 20 years, 15 to 20 years. Now, if you buy one off the rack, just one of those little units that you buy, you know, that are at the home improvement stores, probably three, and they're throwaway units, so you don't even fix them.
Yeah, well, no, this one I got come from a plumbing supply house. I mean, I've had it 8 years. It was special built type deal, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
But 20, is it still working?
Well, 20, oh, yeah. I just was curious if I needed to do anything to it.
Usually not. As long as the timer and everything, I'm not sure how yours is set up or whatever you have is still working, it should be fine. But, yeah, you can get whether you get a good one that you pay several $1,000s for, it's going to probably be 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this didn't come from a box store, so.
Right.
Okay, well, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Colin. 713-572-4610. If you're going to be doing some painting around your home and you want a real professional to guide you in the right direction, call Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy is a professional painter, and he knows what he's doing when it comes to this because he's been doing it for so long, and he's a second generation. I mean, he was taught by his dad. It's just impressive. We've got several sponsors that started in the business with their fathers, and Rudy is one of them. And that just gives you all that extra information that you didn't even know you're going to use someday. You know, when you're real young, you're like, really? I need to know that? Okay. And all of a sudden, you're using all that great stuff. It all got stored in a cabinet in your brain somewhere, and all of a sudden you're using it when you become older and more experienced. So it's really nice, and that's how Rudy is too. I mean, he worked with his dad for a long time. His dad worked with him a long time, and now I think his dad's probably not working as much anymore, but Rudy is, and Rudy is doing a great job. So if you have any painting projects around the home you need done, let Rudy and his crews come and take care of it for you. He has crews. He's just not one guy. He's got carpenter crews. He's got painting crews, prep crews. He's got them all, and he does power washing. He does everything. So when it comes to maintaining your home It's a number you need to know. 281-227-6100. Rudy's Quality Painting. Don't put it off. This is a great time of year to get the house all dressed up for the holidays. Now that the kids are back in school and you can kind of pay attention on other things and you're not going to the beach every weekend and doing all that kind of stuff, this is where you need to be at Rudy's Quality Painting.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.